This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
This is Cheryl Murkowski, and when I'm not smoking, I'm listening to Mikey Pod on the Bayou.
Summer is almost here. Summer is almost here. Where Mother Nature makes us strip right down to our underwear.
Welcome to Mikey Pod on the Bayou. This is episode number 48. Today is May 23rd, 2006. That was Pascal from, I don't know where. The song is called Summer's Almost Here, and it is so appropriate because, indeed, as many of you know, I'm a teacher and summer is almost here. Yeah, it is. Because this is my last week of teaching for now. Question mark. I have lots of big news that I'm not telling you about, but I will be hinting about later. Isn't that nice? I can't tell you yet, but I'll tell you right now, and I hope to say this a couple of times. There's a survey link up on my website right now, and I will tell you that if you want to help me with this big news that is coming up, that is the best thing you can do, because the big news needs to know who's listening to my show. So please go and click the link. There's a it's pretty easy to see. It's in the sidebar. And please do that survey. I really, really need you guys to do that. So please, thanks. You'll make my life wonderful. Elsewhere in the news, I have an interview coming up this week. Hopefully, I wanted to have it today, but it's just not working out. And I think that we're going to suck it up and get this working out. I'll tell you more about that later. Everything is later, isn't it? Why don't I go ahead and play the song I want to play? It's called GLS by Salome Dahlstrom. This song I love. And it's just one of those things. A lot of times I get excited about something and then it sort of falls by the wayside, especially with music, because I download so much music from different music blogs. I forgot to mention the Six Eyes blog is where I found Summer is Almost Here by Pascal, which is what opened the show. My cough is almost gone. Look. Go visit that. Of course, all these links will be in the show notes, as will a link to Salome Dahlstrom. I hope I'm pronouncing your name right. She's in New York City, and this song is called GLS. And we need to, like, pump this song out because it's so good. It came up in my shuffle the other day on my iPod, and I was all, oh, yeah. She gave me permission to play this, and I never did. And it's very, it's like, it came on. It was one of those, oh, what happened? Why did it? Yeah. So enough talk, more music. See what I'm saying? That song rocks. Salome Dahlstrom with GLS. I don't know what the GLS stands for. Maybe the lyrics give that away. Anyway, thanks for letting me play your song. And Chris, are you listening to this? Chris Daly, this needs to be a song that gets pushed on the podcast PMC Top 10 Countdown, right? Right. Maybe I can talk her into getting this put up on the PodSafe Music Network. It's hard to sometimes explain that stuff because then you have to explain the whole podcasting thing and et cetera, et cetera. But anyway, so big news is coming up, and really that's all I can say about it, but I can ask you to please fill out the link, the survey. Go to MikeyPod.com and look for that that link. Man, today I'm like dreary today. I played all that upbeat music in the beginning of the show and it's not helping. Along with the big news comes some sort of disappointing news from my job. It's not really news. It's just one of those. I'll leave it at this because I can't really go into too much detail about it. But especially in Texas and probably in the whole country, teaching music is like, you're the bitch. Not even the bitch, because no one really even cares enough to make you the bitch. I hate to sound all victim-y like that, but yeah, I just really kind of got slapped in the face last week with the realization of how music is always, well, and my experience in my 8 years or so of teaching, music is less of a priority than anything else. And I think that's incredibly sad. I really do. I mean, when I was a kid in school, the only thing I was good at was playing the piano and singing and doing stuff like that. And you know, like, and to have those as my skills were not, I mean, people were like, oh, that's cute. That's a cute little habit and all that. But well, what are you going to do to make money was the thing. So like academics, athletics are what are important. And then those of us who have talent in the intelligence of music, really don't get too much credit for what we're doing. And it's hard. It's hard to, it's just hard. I think this is my therapy session for today. It's just, I wish that our country were set up in a way so that any sort of talent that you had received an equal amount of credit. You know what I mean? Because going through, I wasn't so good at athletics. Although when I got older, I got a little better about at least, you know, my own sort of individual things like running and cycling and weightlifting and all that stuff. But then you just don't get to feel like you're very successful if all you're good at is music in this country as a kid. So that kept me, and I'm sure it keeps a lot of other people from really following what they're good at. And that's really a sad thing. So anyway, all of that is to say that I found out that that is even true at the school where I'm teaching, and it's hard for me not to take that personally, and I may be able to talk about that more at a later date. I have some voicemail, and this is, yeah, this is funny. It's funny.
Hey, Michael, I was listening to your show about freeway blogging, and thanks a whole lot for inviting me. Anyway, you said you don't get any hate mail, so I figured I'd give you some hate voicemail. I hate you, man. I really hate you, dude. I hate you so much, man. I freaking hate you. There. Now, I hope you're happy. See you. Bye.
I love that. Thanks, Chris. That's Chris Daly. Let me play his promo. I have his promo queued up here, too. This is for his show, the PMC Top 10.
Hey, this is Brother Love from New York City. And just like you, I'm listening to the PMC Top 10 Countdown, the place to hear top PodSafe tunes being spun by podcasters across the world. Thank you, PodSafe Music Network. I love you.
It's time. Time for another PMC Top 10 Countdown with your host, the Sea Dog, Chris Daly. Counting down the top 10 PodSafe tunes being spun by podcasters. And now your host, the Sea Dog, Chris Daly.
Hey, this is Chris Daly. Do you love good music? Are you tired of the garbage that's being spun on terrestrial radio? Well, check out the PMC Top 10 Countdown. Join me as we count down the top PodSafe tunes each week. But don't just take my word for it. Here's what some of my friends have to say.
This is Adrena Thorpe. Keep listening to the PMC Top 10.
Hey, everybody. This is Rob Coslow, and you're listening to the PMC Top 10 Countdown. Hello, everybody. This is Joel from the Bomb Puppies. You are listening to PMC Top 10.
Pod Safe Music rocks!
Speaking of hate, now this is coming from a Yoko Ono fan. This has got to be like an insult. Brother Love annoys the fuck out of me. That Pod Safe Music rocks! He does it at the end. It's like, oh, come on. God. Not really. No, really, but it's funny. Thanks, Chris. And we're freeway blogging tonight, actually. It's Tuesday. I'll email you that information or call you or something. I should have told you before. And yeah, what else was in there? Oh, I have other hate mail. You guys are pussies, basically. Because that thing from Chris was... I shouldn't call Chris a pussy. I don't mean you're a pussy. You're acting like one. Suddenly I'm in a good mood because I'm talking shit about my friends. Hold on. Okay, so this email came from Bruce. Another attempt at hate mail. Maybe it's just because people love me so much. Bruce says, you asked for it and now you got it. I hate that song you played. No, just kidding. You had to expect that, if not from me, but from someone. No, but I will be honest, that was not one of my favorite songs that you have played. I kind of had to fast forward through it, but the rest of the podcast was great. Beep, beep. Talk to you later, Bruce. And then I wrote back to him, is that all you got on the hate? And I told him thanks for listening and asked what he thought of the Yoko. And here's what he said. LOL. I don't normally fast forward past the music. I usually like what you have to play, but that was just a little irritating. The Yoko song was interesting, but cute. If cute actually is correct for Yoko, I think it is, because I think she's totally cute, even when she's shrieking. At first, I thought you may have I just did this with a letter not long ago. Let me try again. I think because he reused the wrong word here. I'm trying to correct it. At first, I thought you may have misspoke, but who was doing it? About who was doing... No, that was my fuck up right there. About who was doing it, and then it was crystal clear it was Yoko. I haven't really heard anything by her in the way of regular music. I had downloaded other songs by her, but they were dance mixes, so it was interesting to hear something being... unmixed. I don't hate much, but when I do, it's fierce. So be glad that was all I hated. Ha ha. Thank you. And actually, I need to put a link to Bruce's blog. It's mine1971.blogspot.com. Let me make a note right now. Everyone does this. So I'm doing it too. I'm going to talk and like, oh, I'm going to write that down and make you wait. I'll just put Bruce link. Bruce. All right, so next, I got a song to play for you. Don't forget the survey. Madge Weinstein, who is horrid at returning emails, and I really hate her right now, is, but that's okay. I can say that all I want because the whore doesn't listen to my fucking show. I'm cussing a lot today. Maybe I should put an extra disclaimer on there. But she was talking about Buffalo Stance by Nina Cherry, which reminded me of this song by Nina Cherry with Youssou N'Dour, who is from Senegal. If you don't know who he is, he's really famous there. And if you know the song Peter Gabriel, In Your Eyes, you know at the end when you hear that guy going, you know, Mr. Tatapayano, kind of like that, that's Youssou N'Dour. And here's this song that suddenly I'm having so much fun. Podcasting is my antidepressant. Isn't that great? So this song is called 7 Seconds, and it's Youssou N'Dour and Nina Cherry from the album. I don't know the name of it. I'll put it in the blog. This isn't pod safe, so I may not put it in the blog. Sometimes I like to just sort of sneak these in. And it was just used in a movie somewhere. And I remember I was sitting with someone who I wanted to be like, hey, this is... But nobody knew. David Parnell would know. And I think Tiffany would know too, because I think that I handed this CD off to her. Anyway, it was in some movie recently. What movie was it? Do you guys know? It's a great song nonetheless. And it really reminds me of my pal David, who lives in Canada now. And now I'm depressed again, but I think it'll pass. Oh, my cat is in my lap and looking at me like, okay, you need to stop making that sound. Sorry. Thank you.
pognila khamuma linette ki sama su aksigina bekuma kuma khol dal dine yo linette si yo monesiman linesini moy dilen jappala. Les raisons qui nous poussent de changer tout. J'aimerais qu'on oublie leur couleur pour qu'ils espèrent. Beaucoup de sentiments, de race qu'il faut qu'ils désespèrent. Je veux les gamins ouverts, les amis pour parler de leur peine, de leur joie pour qu'ils le vivent. Des infos qui ne divisent pas, changer. Seven seconds away, just as long as I stay. Just as long as I stay.
Okay, that was Nina Cherry and Yasuo Endor with 7 Seconds. I wish I could remember what movie that song was just in. Yeah, does anyone know? Do you recognize it from a film? It was fairly recently, within the past year, I'm sure. I want to say, oh, I think it was in, it's that movie with the dude in the mask. V for Vendetta, maybe. I know there was an Anthony in the Johnson song in there. But was that song in there too? Someone tell me. MikeyPod@gmail.com. The voicemail message, to leave a voicemail message, call 206-339-6682. And other than that, I want to talk to you a little bit about what is coming up in the next episode. Hopefully, if I can get this interview together. I've been emailing, and I think I need to just call him. Let me back up. Evan Ballmer, who is, I believe, the manager for Ryuichi Sakamoto, who you've heard a lot about here, sent me an email to let me know about this podcast that Ryuichi is starting with a group of other people. And it's about, the interesting thing about, I don't know where to start. It's called Stop Rokasho, and I may not be pronouncing that right. I need to, or Rokasho? See, there you go. I don't know, but perhaps I'll learn from Shingo too, who I'll be interviewing soon. So it's Ryuichi Sakamoto, Shingo too, Christian Finez, and some other people that I don't know. But what's really interesting is that what they've done is they're trying to raise awareness about the dangers of this nuclear reprocessing plant in Japan. And so they started this podcast that the first thing on it was this track, and I can't remember the name of the track. It's quite good, and Shingo 2 is doing the rapping. I believe it's Shingo 2. Maybe it's just Shingo. See how much I need to learn. So what they released was the track itself, a remix of it, and then just the vocal track, and also just the keyboard track. So what they're hoping people will do is take these and remix the song and post it on their sites, blogs or podcasts or what have you, and raise awareness for Rokasho. I need to stop even trying to say it. I'm in fact humiliated about the fact that I haven't figured out how to say this before I decided to talk about it. I apologize. So what is even more cool than that is that I updated the feed, you know, in iTunes, and four more things came down, including a live video of Thomas Dolby doing Wind Power. So Thomas Dolby, you just need to know who that is if you don't. If you're one of those youngins, go back. He does Blinded Me with Science, which you probably have heard, but there's so much more. So much more than that. So so Evan helped me connect with Shingo too. And sometime this week, hopefully we're going to get an interview together. And I'll talk to you more, and I'll also play the track that they're doing. If you'd like, you can go to stoprokasho.org. That's stop-rokasho.org. For more information, it's a really cool website. And then you can also, I'm sure, just search for Stop Rokasho in iTunes and subscribe to the feed. Who knows what else is going to come up? There were some other things in there that I haven't actually had a chance to listen to. The latest offering, when I updated it yesterday, I think there were four new things. Some of them videos. One is a PDF file. So it's really interesting. I'm curious to see which other artists are going to show up in all of this. So I think that covers everything. If you hear this in time, we're going to be freeway blogging against the war on the overpass of Dunleavy over 59 here in Houston. If you're not in Houston, start your own group of doing this, because we're actually having a good time, and the police come every week, and it's great. And they're actually really nice. So, and I met some new friends, and et cetera, et cetera. So isn't that great? I have been holding on to this song by... I have a PSA that I forgot to play last time, and that's bad. Because this is coming up soon. Here, check this out.
Hi, this is Serena from LGBT KC Weekly, and I need to tell you about something I've heard almost nothing about lately, and it scares me. Congress will vote on the discriminatory federal marriage amendment as early as June 2006. Your members of Congress need to hear from you now. We need everyone to join in the fight. Go to hrc.org/vote no and sign the Million for Marriage petition. Then please spread the word to as many friends, family, and online mailing lists as you possibly can. When you fill out the petition, click Sign Now, and a postcard with your name and address will automatically print out at the Human Rights Campaign headquarters. The HRC staff will then hand deliver each postcard to congressional offices on June 5th, the week of the Senate vote. Also, make sure that you check the box to sign up for HRC's online action network so they can keep you informed about the next steps to fight the discriminatory amendment. Again, I cannot stress how important this is. We are talking about a federal law that would ban gay marriage. When you are notifying people you know, please don't forget your straight allies. Their support will be critical to defeating this amendment.
Thank you, Serena. I don't even know how to follow that up because she says it all so well. So please follow her directions. I have already. And seriously, guys, yesterday I was talking to Mike Hipp, and he was asking me what it was like, the frustration, or if it was frustrating trying to get gay people involved in activism or even just speaking up for their own fucking rights. And yes, it is. Jesus, look, I'm all fired up. I think, yeah, and everybody who's listening to this show, please follow the link and follow the directions. I'll put it in my show notes to go to the Human Rights Campaign. And I mean, it really makes me angry because, first of all, is this really all we have to talk about, whether or not gay people can get married? Who cares? I mean, yes, we should be able to get married. Like, and who? Why would it hurt anyone else? If we have separation of church and state, then it shouldn't be an issue, because I have heard no arguments against gay marriage other than religious ones. So shut the fuck up. Let gay people get married. And let's talk about the fact that maybe the president's lied to us about all this shit and used illegal chemical weapons in Fallujah. And where else can we go with this? People are dying by the thousands, and we're worried about the fucking Bible. Sorry. Fuck you. I'm in a cranky mood today. So anyway, that's my thoughts on that. Please take some action and just fill out this thing. They're going to do all the work. All you have to do is fill out this form at the website. Thank you very much. Now on to Tody Castillo. This song is called This Is Love, and I've been hanging on to it forever, and I need to play it because I really like this song. And this is a Houston artist. Before I do that, I'd like to remind you that you can email me at mikeypod@gmail.com. Call me on the voicemail, 206-339-6682. And please, above almost everything else, first go to the Human Rights Campaign Fund and do that for me. And if you still have some energy left, which you should, please go to mikeypod.com and fill out that survey for me, because that will really help to make this project that I'm working on happen. And check out my show, The Velvet Voice, at podcasternews.com, and et cetera, et cetera. Here's Tody Castillo. Thank you, Tody, who also gave me permission to play his music a long time ago, and I'm just finally getting to it. Perhaps school's out next week. Let me try to do two shows next week. We'll see how it goes. Maybe a second show this week if I can get a hold of my friend for the interview. Anyway, the end. Thanks for listening, guys, and thanks for being around. I appreciate it very much. Seriously, I really mean that. I do. This is love.
You've been listening to Mikey Pod on the Bayou with Michael Heron. Mikey wants your input to the show. Do you have a comment about something that was said on the show? A review or a promotion of a cultural event, especially in the Houston area? Or you just want to say hi? Email is MikeyPod@gmail.com. The Mikey Pod Show hotline, 206-339-6682. And record it down for all to hear. See you next time right here for Mikey Pod on the Bayou. MikeyPod.com.